Okay. Now we continue from last time. Eh? July 9th, 1937. This evening, one of the deceased sisters came and asked me for one day of fasting and to offer all my spiritual exercises on that day for her. I answered that I would. From early morning on the following day, I offered everything for her intention. During Holy Mass, I had the brief experience of her torment. So it could be in purgatory, no? That sister. I experienced such intense hunger for God that I seemed to be dying of the desire to become united with Him. This lasted only a short time, but I understood that the longing of the souls in purgatory was night. So they were longing to be close, and they could not be there's this long, long distance between love and not love. Immediately after Holy Mass, I asked Mary, Mother Superior's permission to fast, but I did not receive it because of my illness. When I entered the chapel, I heard these words: "If you had fasted, sister, I would not have gotten relief until the evening. But for the sake of your obedience, which prevented you from fasting, obtain this relief at once." So that soul went up to heaven just because of our obedience rather than fasting. So you're happy, eh? You don't have to fast. Obedience has great power. After these words I heard, may God reward you. So the sister, happy, the one in now in heaven, may God reward you. I often pray for Poland, but I see that God is very angry with it because it's ingratitude. I exert all the strength of my soul to defend it. I constantly remind God of the promises of His mercy. When I see his anger, I throw myself trustingly into the abyss of His mercy, and I plunge all Poland in it. And then He cannot use His justice. My country, how much you cost me. There is no day in which I do not pray for you. A sentence from Vincent de Paul. The Lord always sets His hand to a task when He removes all human means and orders us to do a thing that exceeds our strength. That's Vincent de Paul. The Lord always sets His hand to a task when He removes all human means and orders us to do a thing that exceeds our strength. Sometimes Jesus asks us to do something impossible. You do something impossible, but you have the strength, no? Yeah, your founder.
No, founder. The intention, the missionary, the obligation of the missionary.
Different.
It's different.
But he followed the same spirit, no? Of Saint Paul?
Probably, following the spirit of Saint Paul.
Probably, only. So you don't buy this?
Okay.
Now Jesus said, "From all my wounds, like from streams, mercy flows for souls. But a wound in my heart is the fountain of unfathomable mercy. From this fountain spring all graces for souls. The flames of compassion burn me. I desire greatly to pour them out upon souls. Speak to the whole world about her mercy." So Jesus is always nothing. Don't worry, but don't sin, you know. Don't take advantage of Jesus' mercy and then you do whatever you want. Go straight to hell, go straight to hell. You know, don't take, the more Jesus loves you, the more you'll be more attentive. Not to follow the devil. As long as we live, the love of God grows in us. Until we die, we ought to strive for the love of God. I've learned and experienced that souls living in love are distinguished in this: that they are greatly enlightened concerning the things of God, both in their own souls and the souls of others. And simple souls without an education are outstanding for this, for their knowledge. So this is Jesus' gift. Don't tell yourself, I'm a learner, I don't have much education. The Holy Spirit gives you more than you learn from school. But you have to live moment by moment the will of the Lord. Then you have the grace. Then you have the wisdom. Do you think, do you agree?
Yeah.
So many times you answer things you never think of or never study. But you sometimes, can you put out something from your mouth? You don't know why. At the 14th station, I get strange feeling that Jesus is going into the ground. When my soul is in anguish, I think only in this way. Jesus is good and full of mercy. And even if the ground were to give way under my feet, I will not cease to trust in him. Today, I have heard these words. My daughter, delight of my heart, it is with pleasure that I look into your soul. I bestow my graces only because of you. I also withhold my punishments only because of you. You restrained me, and I cannot vindicate the claims of my justice. You bind my hands with your love. The same way our Heavenly Mother do the same. And especially in Christmas time, Christmas time, awesome. More souls go to heaven rather than on the 1st of November. Because this day is the birth of our Lord. It's a celebration. July 14, 1937. Today Jesus has given me light as to how I should behave towards one of my sisters who had asked me about many spiritual matters concerning which she had doubts. But basically, this was not the question. She only wanted to find out my opinion in these matters in order to have something to say about me to the other sisters. Gossips. Chinese word, bagua. Oh, if at least she had repeated the same words that I had spoken to her without distortions and additions. Jesus put me on my guard in respect to her. I resolved to pray for her because only prayer can unite that soul. So you find somebody not stupid, but take advantage of your simplicity and getting some of your opinions so that they can spread the news that you are bad intention. And Jesus give her, stand on guard all this. You too. Just have a clearer soul. Oh my Jesus, nothing can lower my ideals. That is the love which I have for you. Although the path is very thorny, I do not fear to go ahead. Even if a hailstorm of persecution cover me, even if my friends forsake me, even if all things conspire against me, and the horizon grows dark, even if a raging storm breaks out, and I feel I'm quite alone and must brave it all, still fully at peace, I will trust in your mercy, O my God, and my hope will not be disappointed. Always have trust, no matter what. At times we have this darkness in our soul, darkness of the things. At times, sometimes you feel peace, but sometimes, no matter what happened, something strange. Also in the church. Sometimes you find peace, sometimes among people working together. This is all the anger and envy, all this. The devil making take advantage of this stability and create disunity. It happened. Not you, not you. You're okay. You're left against me, no? It is no problem. Your heart? You You pierce my heart? Oh, I don't think so. Now, today, when a certain sister who was on duty approached me in the refectory, the sister's dining room, where assigned sisters served at the time of common meals, I experienced severe suffering in the places of the wounds I have given to know the state of her soul. I pray much for her. So she knows that soul, something wrong. So she had pain. The only thing she do is, not straight, eh? Sudden coming of a storm. There was a terrible storm last night. I bowed my face low to the ground and started to say the litany of the saints. Towards the end of the litany, such drowsiness came over me that I could in no way finish the prayer. Then I got up and said to the Lord, Jesus, calm the storm, for your child is unable to pray any longer, and I'm heavy with sleep. After these words, I threw the window wide open, not even securing it with hooks. Proper sister Fabiola Poluk then said to me, Sister, what are you doing? The wind will surely tear the window loose. I told her to sleep in peace, and at once the storm completely subsided. The next day, the sisters talked about the sudden coming of the storm. Not knowing what this meant, I said nothing, but I merely thought within myself, Jesus and little Faustina know what it means. So, she's very lucky. She's always, But Jesus loved her so much. It's not the first time she endures these things. Not the first time, it seems. It happened also that she asked for something and
the rain.
Last time
the rain,
that's right. But no with dry season, then she pray and then the rain comes down. When you have this faith, you can move the mountain, no? That's simplicity of Sister Faustina. The simplicity, just, you cost you nothing. You just, Jesus, why don't you do that? Jesus, I'm afraid. Why you keep these things? Why this person? Please, convert her, change her. Jesus will do it. Pray for that person. You just don't condemn that person. Just pray for that person. It's the best thing. When you pray, it means you bless. Otherwise, you curse. Or don't you say, don't you curse? But you raise, So, we say our prayer.